Don't blame God. I once worked with a guy. He was a very zealous born-again Christian, always trying to convert me. Once he came into work and mentioned that he'd burned his toast that morning. Not once, not twice, but three times. His response was that God didn't want him to have toast that morning. He said it only half. Seriously, I didn't say, but I thought, maybe God is sending you a message to learn how to use the goddamn toaster. A lot of people treat God this way, a kind of bucket for all the things that didn't quite work out. I'm still single, and that means that God has a plan for me. They didn't hire me, and that means that God didn't want me to work there. We're having a hard time closing on our new house, and that might mean that God doesn't want us to live there. God is a lot of things to a lot of people. For some people, sometimes, God is the ultimate moral hazard. Moral hazard is an economic term and an insurance term. If you know you are going to get bailed out, it increases the likelihood of needing to get bailed out. If you always have the God wanted or God didn't want excuse in the back of your brain, you never really need to try. You never really need to take much of a risk. Some people live their entire lives like that, only doing things that are easy so they can say God willed it, never taking any risks, never leaving their comfort zones, always waiting around for God to show them the way. This is kind of related to what Jung said. Unless you make the unconscious conscious, it will run your life and you will call it fate. What does this mean for us? Consider that when Jung said unconscious, we can replace that with instincts, the ancient behavioral drivers of our lives, both our entire lives and our daily lives. Unless you understand specifically what these are, you'll bounce around like a ping pong ball in a hurricane your whole life, always blaming God or fate or luck. But if you understand these instincts, you'll understand a lot more about life, a lot more about people's behavior, particularly romantic behavior. Because when it comes to us humans and any other animal, there are only three things. Food, or money for us humans, reproduction, and not dying. Every other instinct, including all our social instincts, are there to support those big three: money, sex, and not dying. Understand these instincts and understand everything. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.